The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. When you look at historically, you look at three major events in Islamic history. One, of course, was the establishment of Islam by the Prophet of Allah in Mecca and Medina. One, of course, was this commemoration, the days of Ashura. And one will be the arrival of our Imam. And the one common denominator in all three of them are the young. The Prophet of Allah would give very difficult responsibilities to young people. And back then, and it still kind of holds true today, back then the culture was, if you were older, a little bit of whiteness in your beard, you were wiser. If you were younger, you were a little bit foolish. And you couldn't be trusted. Right? So the known sort of custom was that if you need something done properly, you have to ask the elders. It shows that there is this a little bit of trust they have towards the youth. Back then, the Prophet, monumental tasks. The first tabligh mission to Abyssinia, Ja'far, 80 plus people, that's a difficult mission to do. Ja'far in his early 20s. Bilal Habashi, first Mu'addin in Mecca, drive the Arabs crazy, couldn't say seen or sheen. 18 years old, climbing the Kaaba, giving the Adhan. Amir al-Mu'mineen, up and down all these great wars and these great Zulfiqar stories that we love to hear, warms our heart. All of that, from Badr to Khaybar to Khandaq, all in his 20s. Ghadir, 33 years old. Mus'ab was only 19 years old. Mus'ab was that young man who went to Yathrib and converted the Khazraj and Aus tribes to Muslim, to Islam. Wrote the letter to the Prophet saying, these people are ready for your migration to Medina. The first Salatul Jama'ah in Yathrib before Medina was led by Mus'ab. Mus'ab was only 19 years old. And the Prophet time and time again would say, I'm not concerned about the year that you were born. I'm concerned about the state of your heart. These were young individuals, monumental in establishing Islam and bringing it to its success, like I said yesterday, at a time that was almost unheard of across 23 years. Come to Karbala, the exact same thing. These amazing shahada were all young, and the approach to them was, there was no hesitation, there was no fear. In fact, there was a little bit of rebellious if Imam Hussein ever suggested that you're not going to go and sacrifice your life. And the mission of our Imam will be no different. The point I'm trying to make is that through the lens of the deen, at least, there's something about the jewel of a youth that they see. So what I'm asking all of you to do is difficult. It's not easy. But if anybody can do it, it's my young. When you settle, it bothers me. When you convince yourself I can't do it, it bothers me. When you sell all that iman out for the sake of a couple of this and that, it bothers me. That's not who you are. You're above that. You're better than that. You've been raised by these amazing parents in front of me, better than that. And there'll come a moment, if not already, where you'll be asked now to deliver on that tarbiyat. Because my parents all the time now, they'll call me and you know, they'll cry and they'll complain and they'll, you know, kakaring it, what's going to happen? And when I asked him, how old is your son? He's 32 years old. I go, he's not a son. He's done. That's it. He's a grown man. You've done your part. Now just do dua. You're a mother, inshallah, it'll be qabul faster. But you've done your part. Now trust that tarbiyat. Because when we go to establish anything that is remotely spiritual, part of that process is to understand the barriers. Those impeding factors that are there flat out to stop us from reaching our spiritual goals. Absolutely. And sometimes it's in our families, sometimes it's in our circle of friends, and sometimes it is the whisperings of Shaitan inside of us. Inside of the discussion on racism, when you look at, for example, the idea of internalized racism inside the African American community, there's even a further discussion on the shade of black that you are. And the darker your skin is, the more racist or more racism you'll feel. The lighter skinned ones don't face as much. So now to the point now where this internalized racism is based on a color scale, a palette almost. That if my skin is dark, I have to now increase that racism. If I'm a little bit lighter, same idea. Where there it's color, here it's spirituality. So I'll just do enough to say, okay, you know what? I'm not that bad. I'll just keep my beard a little bit light. I'll just move my hijab 1 inch above. That way I'm still covered, but I have my bangs to show it. I'll move my pants just a little bit up to show my ankles and have a nice little jewelry around my ankle. Just enough to say, look, you know what? I'm not crazy. I'm good. Right? Levels of piety. Or I'll convince myself, or I'll blame others that, look, you know what? Like Shaitan did, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. I'll sit there and say, you know what? I do this, for example, because everyone else does it. You know how many times, and this is very unfortunate, I'm sorry for bringing it up on the member, when I talk to couples, and I'm in no way am I a counselor. I'm not even close to it. I lend an ear, that's all I do. Sometimes when I talk to couples, what's becoming more and more common and just accepted is adultery. Just accepted. In terms of sense, well, you know, like what is it that he's doing? Is he with other women? Yeah, that's he's been doing for years. Whatever, I've accepted that, but he does this. Wait a second. What about this? How can that be accepted? Everyday common. Everyone's doing it. Right? You reach a point now where you get midlife crisis and you kind of, you know, one woman smiles at you the wrong way at work and that's it. That's all it takes for a man sometimes, right? How many times, you know, have I heard that my dad has a whiskey bar in the basement? Apne shia log. No, Malana. Yeah. And they say, look, I don't bring it to the house. I don't get drunk. I have a long day. I have one glass and that's it, right? That's the levels of spirituality. You kind of, you know, blur those lines. It's all internalized Islamophobia, all of it, internalized. I'm tired of blaming this ism and that ism and this ism. Let's begin to look inwards. That's what I'm tired of. It's their fault. Yes, they will do what they do best. They will pour in money and they will have all sorts of now, you know, different groups and different active groups that are there to dismantle this sense of spirituality. Fine. They will do what they want to do. Why are you succumbing to all this? And the Quran now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of these verses are very, very firm. And I love God's firmness. Sometimes he shows a side of him that I'm like, yes, that's my creator. Oh, I love it. The confidence, the strength, the might. Like he presents himself as untouchable sometimes. I want to what? I want to hang on to, I want to jump on that bandwagon. I want that confidence.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyim
Allahumma على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.